Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff in for me, and then Andrea Darlis is in for Wendy.
Can I be you and you
if
be
you
me?
Want, if you want. It's a
no,
lot of responsibility.
You're the best you.
Nobody does you like you, Bill.
Oh, you guys are being too kind. Dane, the other voice you hear that isn't Andrea's or mine is Dane Neils. Dane comes in every other Wednesday, and we talk about the incredible world of food and eats. And I guess this would be the week. If you're going to talk about food, I guess this would be the week to talk about
food. It's one of the 52 weeks of the year that
you should discuss
typically
food.
Engage in. Surprisingly, yeah. If you look to yourself, you'll think if you've survived this long, food's probably been involved.
Are there any foods that tie into Thanksgiving, Dane? Because I can't think of a one. SpaghettiOs, I guess everybody would say.
I would say
Pop-Tarts,
certainly.
Ramen noodles are in there somewhere.
Ramen noodles.
Depending.
Celery.
It's interesting that you bring it up because it's obviously turkey, right? So it's turkey, it's the stuffing, it's the cranberry sauce, it's all those kind of things in that team photo for the meal. And we were thinking about it and talking about it. And as the world has just offered more choices, right? We have more television channels than ever before, more options. You know, some people don't even have TVs anymore. And on the food side, more places are open than ever before, right? So it wasn't your alternative if you were going to rebel against Thanksgiving. It would have been to go to the 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
And get like some Hot Poppers or something.
Right, you know? Sure.
Gino's Pizza Rolls.
Makes sense.
And pop those in. Because you wonder, people talk about the food and how much they love it. And of course, you're getting together with friends and family. But my contention is, if it was that good of a meal, like let's say the first time we had maybe a special occasion and some kind of ambassador brought over enchiladas or tacos, and people would think the next day, hey, those were good, let's do that again, instead of let's wait a whole year.
Right.
I think there would be, you know, Thanksgiving-themed restaurants if it was that good. So I don't think it's the food at all. And Bill, you agree, right? You're not a fan of the meal, right?
Not
you love
at all.
The people.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And we, you know, we talked about this the other day. It's kind of a fallacy. People say, well, the reason we eat turkey and stuffing and cranberries and mashed potatoes is because that's what the Pilgrims and the Native Americans had on that first Thanksgiving. But it turns out that that isn't correct.
No.
That's not what they had. They ordered pizza.
Hot poppers.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Bob Barker started out to thin out the turkey population.
Yep.
He would, you know, he would ask people, request that they would eat turkeys on that that specific day.
That's right.
So
have your turkey spayed and neutered, by the way. Bob Barker demands that we say that.
So many restaurants are out there, and some of them are, because what are the reasons that people don't want to do Thanksgiving? Sometimes you maybe want some other food choices. Sometimes it's just a lot of work, right?
Yes.
You can just get people to the restaurant. And sometimes it's both. And we've got Steve LaHaye, the managing partner over at Shaw's. Shaw's is one of those places that gives the option to go out there, enjoy Thanksgiving, the things you like about it.
Right.
Pilgrims, stories, your family, and maybe enjoy some of the selections that aren't necessarily turkey-based, right?
Yep.
So, Steve, welcome.
Steve, thank you for being here.
Nice to be here.
Huge fan of Shaw's. Never had an experience there that isn't less than fantastic.
Oh,
you guys put on a great show and serve fantastic food over there at Shaw's.
Right.
No question about it. So what Dane is saying is true, right? There's no reason you have to be married to the traditional holiday fare on Thanksgiving. You guys take it a different direction.
Yeah, well, you want to have the option to get the traditional fare, but a lot of people like to have other things like oysters. And I like to serve salmon on Thanksgiving, which we're going to have on our buffet, just because it comes from the East Coast.
Mm.
That's sort of from that area. Oysters, of course, shrimp. We have a nice sushi program there, so we'll have that as well. And then we'll have a lot of the traditional side dishes and vegetables and that sort of thing.
Now, Steve, do you find out, because usually Thanksgiving, it's not a solo thing. You have a bunch of family members. Is that there may be one family member or another that wants the traditional, some of those traditional items, so you offer them. Do you have a therapist on site to kind of say, it's okay, you know, talk them down a bit?
I guess that falls on me. And, the phone calls the next day if there were any.
You'll be table side. Yeah. It's okay.
Don't worry, everything's
okay,
good.
Edna.
Deep breath.
The shrimp you mentioned, Steve, prepared how? What kind of shrimp are you doing?
Shrimp cocktail. So we use these real nice shrimp from Mexican brown shrimp, and we just steam them simply and serve them with cocktail sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That seems to be what people like. We have smoked salmon on sort of the appetizer buffet as well, and then grilled salmon on the buffet.
The decision to be open on Thanksgiving, has this been going on for years and years, or did you have a while?
I believe our fourth year here. We've done it about 8 years in Schaumburg, so both restaurants are open. We've got over 1,000 reservations in both restaurants.
How about that?
And I never would have believed that maybe 10 years ago, but it's very popular. I think a lot of people don't want to go through the hassle, because doing the meal is a pretty big deal. You got to polish the silver and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And this way you don't have to do dishes afterwards and you can
just isn't that
home.
Better
have a couple have cocktails clean, take an Uber house. Home
yes
you can leave there the crazy uncle at the bar
yeah, yeah.
And lots of times the restaurants are kind of central if people are coming from suburb city and that sort of thing
sure
so that, and then works out as well.
I imagine this is obvious but I'll say it anyway. The pure joy of having the freedom to order whatever you want when you go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and I know people love this, but you're kind of forced with whatever their decision is to serve. That's what you're having. In a restaurant setting, you have 34, 40 options, whatever you want, take it.
Right. There's about our Thanksgiving is done, you know, buffet style, so there's about 40 to 50 items on the
nice.
Buffet. So.
You know, something
there's
for everybody.
Tenderloin turkey, Alaskan king crab legs, if you don't like it. Beef or turkey, so a lot of good things. And there's 10 different desserts and pumpkin pie.
Oh, that sounds
pecan
perfect.
Pie and that sort of thing, which
I'm thinking about changing my plan. Yeah, not to out my cousin Stacy, but I was showing you guys the text that I got this morning because I knew you. I didn't even know you were going to be on the show today, okay. But I said, do you want a ride to my cousin Maria's because she lives in the city, and we were going out to the suburbs. And her text, her response: no, I'm going to Shaw's for dinner, but let's get a drink next week. Bye bye.
How about that?
Mike
how about that?
What the people at home can't see is like when Bill mentioned. I know. You know, people love that. And he did the air quotes,
yes.
Meaning like people. Like, yes,
some people
supposedly.
Love it.
Because one of the other things this does outside of the mess and the work and all of those things is it allows you not to have that kind of force and obligated compliments for dishes you may have hated for years. Right? You know, like so-and-so salad. Oh, we love it. She's famous for it. You know, you don't want to take that away from here. At Shaw's, you can do that.
The first time I ever went to my wife's house when we very first started dating, her mom made this. It's kind of a bean casserole. I don't know what's in it, but I was being kind and I said, oh, this is really good. Uh-oh. And then she made it every time I visited for the next 20 years. Every time I was over, we had it.
Bill, I always wondered how that happens. And Steve's been in the restaurant business for 30 plus years. He says only 4 years ago they started being open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily, hey, nobody else has other things to do. I'm sure the public was kind of asking for that. So you've got more people joining you in that whole, let's get out there, do something else. But at what point where Bill pushed himself away from the table and says, I'm not doing this anymore? Because at some point, you know, through life, you don't get to make decisions.
Right.
And then you do. How did it start for you?
Well, you know what happens is, I'm sure you can figure out the math on this, is once you get married, what happens is you spend half the holiday at one relative's house and then half at the other's. And we were in the car so much that I said to Terry, we're in the car almost the entire holiday, and it's like that for Christmas too. We should start our own tradition and find a restaurant we all like and go to it. And we've done that, Volare the last 3 years, a different restaurant 2 years prior to that. And everybody agreed, all four of us, is like, this is the best.
Right. And you can sit around the table and actually have a conversation with each
other.
Oh, that's
the best part of it.
As opposed to, you know, 50 people, which is great too.
Yeah.
But then you mingle and you don't get to spend time with everybody that you want to.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So, Steve, is there a time limit? Is there like a clock that you start in the booth when the people sit down? Because Thanksgiving is one of those extended affairs. You don't want people just hanging out,
right.
Kind of peering around at the football game on the TV.
We usually figure 2 hours for table turn. And I mean, it depends if it's a 12 top versus a 2 top.
That's a healthy amount of time.
Yeah.
2 hours is solid.
A lot of families and kids and stuff like that. And I don't have any kids, but my nieces and nephews, I don't think they can sit for more than 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a fair amount of time. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then more discussion about Thanksgiving and the food that goes along with it. Dane Neal is here. Steve is here from Shaw's Crab House. And then it's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN. Bill Leff, it's Andrea Darlis. Andrea's in for Wendy. Wendy will be back on Monday after the holiday. Dane Neal's here from the Dane Neal Show, which, by the way, we'll tell you about this, a very special episode tomorrow.
Oh.
Cliffhanger episode.
I think, they're cliffhanger, right?
Yep.
And this will be the part of the
who will survive?
The tease portion. Who knows? And see, that's the question.
Yep.
So we're going to have Thanksgiving special noon, I think, until 2 p.m. tomorrow. And so what we're going to do is we'll do all those things. We're not going to do as in radio, all of you guys have talked to the butterball turkey lady and awkward references to breasts and thighs and keeping it.
It's always a lot of giggling when we talk to her.
Right. It is. Yeah.
So we're going to have Meathead Goldwyn. He does AmazingRibs.com, which is the number one barbecue site out there. And he has a team of assistants ready to answer all your questions. So we'll talk with him a little bit about some of the things there. We're going to have, some of our kind of food friends call in. Duff Goldman will call in.
Oh, good.
Guy Robert Irvine.
Guy Fieri,
right? Yep, absolutely. And here's one. And we'll have a live from a turkey farm. they'll be calling up too. Not because don't worry, all of the death is
that'll
happened.
Be okay.
It's been yeah,
all right.
Previously inflicted wounds on the turkey, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It's a family show, so we'll have that, and then we're also going to have a certified clinical psychotherapist, because that is one of the things that people talk about, other than maybe dry meat,
yep.
you know, or bland, you know, kind of dishes. People talk about those arguments that happen, right? You get people together that, for whatever reason or another, have decided to not be together every other single day, but they're obligated to get together. And then, you know, the hijinks ensue.
It
and
can be uncomfortable.
You add, you know, alcohol to that.
Yep.
And some arguments. And now based on just everything, whether it's the White Sox-Cubs exchange or maybe possibly the election.
Maybe.
People have differing opinions on just whether that's good or not, I'm sure. And so we've got a therapist to come on and kind of talk people, just give people the tools, I think is what they say.
You're going to need them on the whole show.
Totally.
I wouldn't just do a segment with them. I would keep them at ready all through the
we
show.
Got about like a half hour, right? Oh, I guess to
like
moderate.
Now.
Yeah,
I saw something where they had Wolf Blitzer moderating. Like, and Edna, your time is up.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea. Steve is also here. The guy who runs Shaw's Crab House,
the managing partner for
the
34
managing
years.
Partner for 34 years at Shaw's. Steve, I told you we got this text, and we got a bunch of texts from people that are fans. But listen to this text. This is from 608. The food at Shaw's is fantastic, and fantastic is written in letters that aren't just uppercase, but somehow they used a font that makes them five times the normal size. The lemon drop martinis are fabulous, same font, same gigantic letters, and the service is exceptional. They used an even bigger font for that. I don't know how they did it. I live in Wisconsin, and I visit Shaw's every time that I'm in Chicago. You're used to hearing stuff like that, and it's always nice to hear how much people love the food, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate you reading that.
Yep. Yeah. And many, many others who say similar things.
Yes.
It is one of those places that people have opinions on, and they're always positive opinions. You're kind of in a tweener situation. You're offering up people things that they know and love that Shaw's does, but also kind of those traditional selections that go along with Thanksgiving. Did you feel any pressure to because here's the thing. I think it's a double-edged sword. You almost want to do the Thanksgiving stuff bad. Right. So maybe people right. don't ask for it.
Right.
Or you want to do it really good because people expect a certain something, even though it's kind of out of your wheelhouse of dishes.
Well, I personally like Thanksgiving, and I've worked on the menu a lot with the chefs. And I like a lot of the traditional foods, and but I like them done really well. For instance, I don't like canned cranberry relish. I like homemade cranberry relish. So I brought some of that today. And we're actually going to have two this year. We're going to have one that's cooked. And then one that's raw, where you grind the cranberries with oranges and sugar and mint. And
well, that sounds good.
It does sound good. Awesome.
That does sound good.
And it's really good on a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, at midnight.
That works. That's a nice.
Or in a glass of vodka. Either way, it sounds really good.
Pumpkin pie, which wouldn't be my favorite pie, maybe, but I think ours is really good because we don't use canned pumpkins. We buy fresh pumpkins. They're called pie pumpkins. And roast them and then scoop them out and that. And I brought a piece of that for you to try as well. And then, you know, we have pecan pie as well. This year we're going to do little mini souffles, passion fruit souffles.
Oh,
that sounds delicious, too.
Yeah. Andrea's like, that sounds so cute.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So, you know, different things. And then Shaw's traditional food, mini crab cakes and cream spinach, which we have on the menu all the time. But it's a great Thanksgiving dish as well. Our au gratin potatoes, which a lot of people really like, me being one of them. We'll have a lobster pasta for people that want pasta.
lobster
and then we'll have sweet potatoes. And the chef makes this corn casserole that his mother-in-law taught him how to make, and it's really good. So we have that on there as well.
For people that want to watch, you know, the football too, I know that you do have, it's a great dining room. It's kind of an elevated dining situation. You do have a bar there, or are you just going to wheel the big screen in for the football game?
No, we've got like four TVs, and the Oyster Bar has three, I think, and two in the main bar. So we have the early games, the Lions, and then Dallas in the afternoon.
See, look, he's got it all down.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Steve, I only have time for a one-word answer on this.
Okay.
Crab is best served hot or cold?
Depends on the crab.
Oh.
Oh.
Does it? It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
King crab we serve hot. Dungeness crab, which we have now in the restaurant, is best cold.
Is it really?
Yeah. And stone crab is best cold.
Can't lose either way. It's always delicious over at Shaw's Crab House. Great to see you, Steve. Have a great holiday. Dane, great. Nice to see you. And then you will be in again tomorrow for your Thanksgiving special.
Tomorrow
and
at noon.
From what time? At noon until?
Noon until 2. And we're going to have people calling in from all over, not only stars, but people from around the world that are celebrating Thanksgiving. American. It's our American, you know, kind of food
sure.
holiday. But they'll be calling in from different countries, kind of saying how it's going.
Looking forward to it.
You'll call in from Valari and I'll call in from my...
Should
my,
we do that?
We should right, do that. We can do that for you. Yeah.
Steve will call in from Shaw.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All over the world, just like you said. Thank you, guys. Have a great holiday. We'll take a quick break and then more
Thank
show.
You.
It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN.